first it was through Steve Coppell. Obviously, I've worked with Cops before when I was at Reading. Just said, you know, what you're up to, and I wanted to get sort of back closer to home down south. You know, Bristol was a bit too far to travel for me in the end. So I thought I'd come down and enjoyed it, and the rest is history. Yeah.
Yeah. Easy decision to sign.
Yeah, it was in the end. It's a great group of lads. You know, I've really enjoyed my time since I've been here. When you first come here and first play at Fratton Park, I've played there before, obviously, but never for Portsmouth. So as soon as I played, you realise what a big club it is.
And when you joined, there must have still been hopes that you could have even reached the playoffs that season if things had gone well.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, that's what we was aiming for. I mean, obviously, it didn't quite work out like that, but that's what we were striving for. We, you know, probably had too many draws in the end, really, and that cost us. But you know, especially, you know, the run at the end of the season, we sort of nearly nicked in there through the back door. So.
And you came in and you started playing central midfield. It must have been a reasonable length of time since you last played there.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I started out as a central midfielder, and I've always enjoyed playing there. And that's probably where I enjoy playing the most, funny enough. But I'd still like to play there, you know, if ever, you know, it's need be, you know. But I know we're quite fully stocked with that. So, but no, I enjoyed it in there, and you know, the gaffer gave me an opportunity to play, and yeah, it went all right. Enjoyed it, and you know, you never know in the future.
And then things obviously through February and March, there's just a few disappointing defeats. Something the likes of Torquay at home, when it just games that didn't go Pompey's way.
Yeah, and they were all pretty tight, you know, and we had a lot of draws, as I said, and little 1-0 defeats and things like that, and it just, you just put more pressure on yourselves when you're not picking up the wins, and you know, it wasn't necessarily playing terribly, it's just, you know, that's the way it was going for us, and yeah, sometimes you can get in ruts like that, and you've got to try and get yourself out of it.
I guess it came to head, Rochdale away, a defeat to a side who, it must be said, were flying, but...
Yeah.
Side only out of the relegation zone, virtually on goal difference by that point.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was 3-0, was it, away Rochdale? I remember the game. It was disappointing, but I mean, as you said, we played against Rochdale. I think Scunthorpe away got beat heavily, but they two of the teams that went up. Not trying to excuse it, but they were good sides, and yeah, we was just slipping, just kept slipping, and we couldn't sort of get that win to really move up the table. You know, draws weren't enough, and unfortunately, you know what happens in football.
Yeah, and Richie departed, obviously, wouldn't have been the first or last time you saw a manager depart. And as players, were you surprised? And what is your overall reaction as a player when a manager leaves?
Disappointment straight away, to be honest. You know, whether you get on with a manager, he liked you, you plan, or whatever, it's just disappointment because obviously things aren't going well for something like that to happen. Yeah, it's just a bit of disappointment and sometimes a bit of shock on you know, sometimes how it happens.
And Andy Orford came in and an immediate response with an excellent win away at Newport, one of the trickier places to go.
Yeah, I remember the pitch. The pitch was terrible. But
I think a drain had exploded there or something.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. There was sand everywhere, there was holes. It was one of the worst I've ever played on. And we had to go and grind it out and be professional. And thankfully, we did that. They got a man sent off early as well. And, you know, it seemed like our luck was sort of turning a little bit.
And after that win, just a brilliant run from the side.
I know, yeah, strange, isn't it, how it happens. But that's the thing, once you get on them runs, sometimes you just keep with it and stick with it, and equally the same the other way. You know, it's hard to get out of bad runs sometimes. But, yeah, we just stayed on it. I was on the front foot, everything was positive. The gaffer come in, kept everyone positive, and made everyone feel like they could play a part. So, and thankfully, we sort of stayed up easily in the end.
And games like the 4-all at Bury, when you were 2 down with about 2 minutes to go, you just had that invincible feel about you at that time.
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the strangest trips ever. You know, we were travelling up on a Friday, the coach broke down, we had to get a new coach. We didn't get up there till 12:30 at night. It was like the longest journey I've ever had in my career, I think. The lads were a bit stiff, I think, and took us till half time to get going. But as you said, the spirit, you know, got us over the line, and we got back to get a draw at a very good team.
So a strong end to the season. And obviously, you initially had signed to the summer. Were you always keen to remain? Were there other offers on the table for you to go elsewhere in the summer?
There's always, you know, talk at this and that. But I had that last summer where I was waiting till the last minute, and I thought, you know, if the gaffer wanted me to stay, I enjoyed working with him and respected him, and thankfully he did, and we got it done pretty early.
And given the way the previous season had finished, come August, there was a lot of optimism again around the club.
Yeah, of course, especially, you know, the club size of this in League Two is always going to be a lot of optimism. That's just what comes with playing for Portsmouth.
And then you look at August and some excellent results throughout the month.
Yeah, no, we started well, looked solid, nicked some good results on the road as well, and at home, you know, we've been quite good at home. And we felt like we was, you know, going to be, you know, one of the teams to hopefully stay up there. But obviously, when you've been in football as long as I have, you know that it doesn't always, it's not always plain sailing, so to speak. So we've had a few ups and downs. It's been a little bit, you know, inconsistent at times. But I think if we can get it right, especially, you know, the away form's the one at the minute. If we can get that right and just nick a few away wins, we'll be right up there.
I'll come back to the away form in a moment, but when your mentality at the end of August, you just had that good win away at Oxford, you're right up there. There must have been feeling in the squad that we can stay where we are.
No, definitely. I think, you know, Oxford, I don't think it was necessarily one of our better games, but we looked solid. It didn't look like conceding, and we managed to get that one moment of quality and scored a goal. So we looked pretty good, pretty strong away from home. And at home, as I said, we always looked like we're a threat.
And that has been important, because perhaps last season, more before you arrived, Fratton Park hadn't become the fortress that people feel it should be and it can be.
Yeah, I think... I don't think anyone can argue this season the home form's been you know, where we want it to be, where the fans want it to be, especially when they're coming down to watch and packing the stands. They want to see us entertain and score goals, and I think we've done that at home. And as I said, we just need to maybe just alter our mindset away from home a bit more and be a bit more clinical away from home, because we seem to put a bit of pressure on ourselves when, you know, we don't score maybe when we should have away from home, and then the other team are going to have their periods, and we haven't been able to deal with it.
I almost apologise for bringing it up, but the week when the Plymouth defeat on the Saturday, followed by the Aldershot, obviously you're very experienced, but two results like that in a week, it must have been a low moment.
Yeah, of course it was low, but I'm experienced enough to know that you can't get too high, you can't get too low. It's just, as part of football, you're going to get bad results at times, and you just, I think, you know, Plymouth was just a bad day in general for everyone. Aldershot, that's where I'm getting back to, is, you know, we should have been 2-3 up first half. We looked very good, but we invited pressure on ourselves by not scoring, and then they nicked one from a set piece. I mean, I don't think there was an awful lot wrong with the Aldershot performance, but obviously people then, you know, lost at Plymouth, lost at Aldershot, people jump on the bandwagon and get a bit worried. But you know, as a professional, I never got sort of worried. You know, you can only take what the performances were. Yeah, Plymouth wasn't great, but I think Aldershot wasn't as bad as people think.
And moving forward, obviously you have a bit of a battle on your hands with Dan Butler to get that left back slot back.
Yeah, that's football. That's fine. You know, I feel like I should be playing. He feels like he should be playing. That's the way it goes. The gaffer makes the decision, but it's a healthy competition, and we're here to help the team go forward, and that's it.